Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning, this is In The Moment. The date is 4th of January 2016. Happy New Year. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Today's show is the first of a trilogy featuring Kamasi Washington's extraordinary debut album as bandleader, The Epic. We've also got some cracking tunes from the British trio Go Go Penguin and much, much more. First, here's a tune from Brandon Coleman. It's called Never The Same.
Thank you.
Brandon Coleman, never the same Cincinnati guitarist and composer, getting us off to a fine grooving start in this new year. Hold on to his name, it'll pop up in a different context very shortly. Diving right in, last week, in the final programme of 2015, I featured one of my two standout albums of the year, Jose James's Yesterday I Had the Blues, the music of Billie Holiday. A beautiful, poignant and moving tribute on the 100th year of Billie Holiday's birth. This week will be the first of three editions of In the Moment, in which I will feature my other standout album of 2015. This might seem slightly odd, as it's now obviously 2016, but Los Angeles tenor saxophone player Kamasi Washington produced a whopping three-disc, 172-minute offering, which points to a vital and engaging future for jazz. So it seems absolutely appropriate to feature it now. To further complicate the timeline, the music was actually made in 2011, when Kamasi and a group of friends cleared their diaries of gigs and other work, booked a studio for a whole month and worked from 10 a.m. Right through until 2 a.m. the next day for 30 days consecutively. From this came Kamasi's album, The Epic. Each of the three discs has a subtitle. The first disc, which I'm featuring this week, is called The Plan. It sounds like this. Thank you. That was Kamasi Washington, tenor saxophone, Ryan Porter, trombone, Cameron Graves, piano, Brandon Coleman, who opened today's show with his own tune, organ, Miles Mosley, acoustic bass, Tony Austin, drums on the right side, and for those listening carefully, Ronald Bruner, drums on the left side, with Leon Mobley, percussion. And it's today's opening offering from Kamasi Washington's album, The Epic. I like it a lot. For me, there's something fresh about this album. It's by a collective of musicians based on the west coast of America, many of whom have known each other since childhood. I couldn't help but think of another, perhaps previously better known collective on the east side of America, Snarky Puppy, working out of New York. It'll be really interesting to see how Snarky Puppy's forthcoming album compares. It's due for release in 2016, February, I think. Family Dinner Volume 2 is its title. For me, what's happening on the west side, Kamasi and his boys, at the moment, is really, really interesting. Long overshadowed, these West Coast musicians have little to lose and much to gain. They've been able to develop musical voices relatively quietly. To me, they're sounding both authentic and relevant to the here and now. Fascinating times. You're listening to In the Moment. It's the first programme of the new year. Why not kick back for a minute and listen to this? It's a tune called Necrology from the lush sounds of the Cinematic Orchestra. That was the Cinematic Orchestra and Necrology from their 2012 album In Motion, #1. Music for a short film by filmmaker Standish Lauder. Still to come this hour, more from our featured film, The Epic by Kamasi Washington, and a first tune today from British piano trio Go Go Penguin, who will also be cropping up regularly over the next three programmes of In the Moment. Now though, something a little different.
The same old hoodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out. Day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle, one possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt when there it is, day in, day out? Thank you. This same old hoodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out. Day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view. That possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. A thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt? When there it is, day in, day out.
Billie Holiday and Day In, Day Out. Such a clear voice. You might as well be whispering in your ear as singing. Wonderful. Now, last year at the London Jazz Festival, Kamasi Washington played a gig taking material from today's featured album, The Epic. The event was held at the Barbican and curated by BBC Six music DJ Giles Peterson. Kamasi's band was inspirationally paired with Manchester trio Go Go Penguin, newly signed then to the Blue Note label. The West Coast swagger of Kamasi Washington and crew contrasted with the more introverted and intricate soundscapes of Go Go Penguin. Let's have a listen to a tune from Go Go Penguin's 2014 album, version 2.0. This is Kamolika.
Thank you.
That was Go Go Penguin, drummer Rob Turner, double bassist Nick Blacker, and pianist Chris Illingworth, and a lovely tune called Kamaloka. We'll be hearing more from them in the next hour of In the Moment after 11 o'clock. Our featured album this week is Kamasi Washington's The Epic. Given that, I thought it would be interesting to hear Kamasi's saxophone style without his band. This is an excerpt from a tune from the album called The Next Step. But this version isn't actually on the album. We'll hear the full version next hour here on In the Moment. Instead, now it is performed by Kamasi Washington, solo style. Beautiful. Kamasi Washington and an excerpt from The Next Step, which he performed on the Travis Smiley TV show in America last year. We'll hear the full track later in today's programme here. Assuming that Kamasi was reasonably happy with the sound the TV BPS engineers got for him on the live broadcast, it's interesting how much growl he puts into his tone. I love the fact he plays jazz somehow with the assumption it will be understood. A bit like playing Shakespeare in that way and then suddenly finding contemporary audiences can understand it, of course. Although the difference being that Kamasi is using contemporary language either way. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Time now for a wonderful tune sung by the incomparable Rachel Ferrell, You Don't Know What Love Is.
You don't know what love is until you learn the meaning of the blues. Until you love a love you've had to lose, you don't know what love is. How love's hurt. Until you've kissed and had to pay the cost. Until you flip your coin and you have lost. You don't know what love is. Oh, do you know how lost I've been at the thought of reminiscing, and how lips that taste the tears, they lose the taste for kissing. Cannot live yet, never dies. Until you face the dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know what love is.
That was Rachel Farrell and You Don't Know What Love Is. In a moment, our final tune this hour. Do stay listening. More to come after 11 o'clock. More from our featured album, Kamasi Washington's The Epic. More from Manchester Magic Trio, Go Go Penguin. Another tune from Billie Holiday. And a cracking blues from the Gerald Wilson Orchestra. Now, though, to finish this hour, another tune from Kamasi Washington's The Epic, which we're featuring today. In 2011, Kamasi called up a number of longtime friends and musicians, booked a studio in Los Angeles for a month, and they recorded 190 songs. Kamasi himself walked away with 45 tracks and initially honed this down to 17. He then went to see hip-hop producer Flying Lotus, who owns the label Brainfeeder, originally intending to get the album onto a single CD. Kamasi started writing string and choir arrangements to see if that helped him decide which tracks to use. And at the time, he started to have what he called a weird recurring dream. He was affected to the point Kamasi started to write down the story. More about that as we listen through to the album over the next 3 weeks. Kamasi said that when recording the music, we were really just thinking about the art, about making music expressing who we are. Kamasi said, I knew I had something special in my heart and in my soul, and I wanted to put it down and leave it on this earth, and I did. So, see what you think. Here is Kamasi Washington, together with a 32-piece orchestra, 20-piece choir, and a 10-person jazz band, Ryan Porter, trombone, Ingmar Thomas, trumpet, Cameron Graves, piano, Brandon Coleman, keyboards, Miles Mosley, acoustic bass, Stephen Bruner, electric bass, Tony Austin, drums, and Leon Mobley, percussion. This tune is called Ask Him.
Thank you. You're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
There was a man...